It is stated, viewers up on the channel, on page 139 of the 695 page book, Allah Walon Ki Baatein, volume 1, which is published by Maktabat al-Madina, the publishing department of Dar al-Islam. You can download this book completely free of charge. Sayyidina Hani, radiallahu ta'ala, a slave of Sayyidina Usmani Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala, has stated that Sayyidina Usmani Ghani, radiallahu ta'ala, when standing beside a grave, would weep so much that his blessed beard would get wet. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. In the book Al-Mawaiz Al-Asquriya, this parable is stated in some detail. Therefore, when asked about the reason of weeping so much on seeing the grave, he, radiallahu ta'ala, replied, listen to these words, views on the channel. He says, that I think about my loneliness. No one will stay with me in my grave. Then conveying to the called to righteousness, he said, the one for whom the world is like a prison will find his grave a paradise. And the one for whom the world is like paradise will find his grave a prison. Death is a message of release for one whose worldly life was like imprisonment. One who refrained from the desires of nafs in the world will find its full reward in the hereafter. A better person is the one who leaves the world before the world leaves him, and he was pleased with his creator before meeting him. Everyone will be treated in his grave as per his worldly life. That is, if he spends his life in performing good deeds, he will find his comfort in the grave. But if he meets his death committing evils, he will face torment and punishment in the grave. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Viewers of the channel, the pious people of the past, they would ponder over the grave. They would look at the grave. They would look at that grave and think to themselves that this is going to happen to us. But do we ponder over what is going to happen in the grave? Do we ponder what's going to happen to us in that dark and lonely grave? When we go to the graveyard, what do? Do we just go there as a formality, a tick in the box exercise, that it's something that we need to do there? We go and we perform, we read Surah Fatiha, we read Surah Ikhlas, we do dua for the deceased and we walk away. Don't even realize the significance of it. We don't even think to ourselves what is happening right now in that dark and lonely grave. You know, when you go to the graveyard and you sometimes see little ants on top, or little centipedes, or little millipedes, or little spiders on top, do you not think that that is also happening inside the grave? Do you not think that also other creatures are entering into that dark and lonely grave and punishing that person in the grave? You know, just think to yourself, user money channel, if, you know, you hear about the punishment in the dark and lonely grave, you hear about the problems that people face crossing the bridge of Sirat, you hear about the turmoils of the Day of Judgment, you hear about the punishment of the hellfire. If I was to say to you that, even if none of that punishment was happened, even if you are just buried alone in a dark grave, even if you're just buried alone in a dark grave and nothing else, then this should in itself be a great lesson for us to learn, that that is going to happen to us. That is going to happen to us, that we're going to be in that dark grave, no light, no AC, no torch, no nothing, no mobile phone, nothing. You're going to be in that dark and lonely grave. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what it's going to be like in that dark and lonely grave? And to add to that, when we are told by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will happen in that dark and lonely grave? Just being in that dark and lonely grave on your own for a period of time is enough punishment, but it's nothing. It's nothing to what's going to happen to you. Allahu Akbar. And we need to realize this. We need to realize what's going to happen in that dark and lonely grave. And it said that when a thief, a drinker, or a fornicator dies, he's inflicted with two snakes and that continues to claw his flesh and eat it. This is just one of the punishments in the grave, used in the channel. Do we ever think about that? That if a person, if you are in a closed, dark, frightening and horrific grave, just there because you missed your salah and you stay there, if you've been lying once, you've committed unlawful gazing, you've listened to songs and music, you've watched films and dramas, you've called people's names, you've been angry with people without sharia reason, if you've had a beard and you've shaved it off your beard, all of these things you'll be punished for in that dark and lonely graves. So those people that fear Allah, those people that fear Allah, think about this. And we need to think about this, views on the channel. We need to reflect on, what is our grave going to be like? What have I done so far? How have I lived my life? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person is buried in the grave, all such things come to frighten him, which he feared in the world, But he did not fear Allah Azzawajal. Allahu Akbar. In this world, what do you fear? You fear dogs. You fear snakes. You fear scorpions. You fear alligators. You fear lions. You fear all these things. But you do not fear Allah Azzawajal. And the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that when a person is buried, all those things that he feared in this dunya, whilst he did not fear Allah Azzawajal, will come to frighten him in that dark and lonely grave. We need to learn to fear Allah Azzawajal.